This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that the evacuation of the American embassy in Kabul has been completed and the U.S. flag lands capital. President Joe Biden and other U.S. top officials have been stunned by the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan as the planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure safe evacuation from the country. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of U.S. President Joe Biden as commander-in-chief, and he has become the subject of withering criticism from Republicans and other countries who say he failed. Dozens of nations from around the world are calling on all involved in events in Afghanistan to respect and facilitate the departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who wish to leave the country. More than 60 nations released a joint statement Sunday night, citing what they call the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. The statement says that those in power and authority across the country bear responsibility and accountability for the protection of human life and property and for the immediate restoration of security and civil order. The nation's statement also says that roads, airports, and border crossings must remain open. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of potential deluge from an approaching storm. Authorities on Sunday raised at least 1,300 dead, 5,700 thousands more displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called on an early election for September 20th, saying he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approved of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The 49-year-old Trudeau is betting that the high vaccination rates against the virus and a post-pandemic economic rebound. 71% of the country's eligible population is fully vaccinated. The prime minister spoke after the governor, General Mary Simon, the representative of the head of state, Queen Elizabeth, to formally request the dissolution of parliament. The director of the National Institutes of Health in the United States is warning of tough days ahead amid surging COVID-19 infections. Dr. Francis Collins says the U.S. could decide in the next few weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to more Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. No U.S. decision has been made, but because cases so far still indicate that people remain highly protected, appearing on Fox News Sunday, Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. At a COVID-19 vaccination site in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, tempers flared among those waiting for scarce AstraZeneca jabs, with some accusing others of trying to jump the queue. Nurses did intervene, telling them the accused had been waiting since the previous day and averting violence in what has become a tense atmosphere as Ugandans jostle for vaccinations. In the aftermath of a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose are competing with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose. But the country now has only 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa that the slow trickle of donated doses cannot keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The National Hurricane Center said Fred has regained tropical storm status in the Gulf of Mexico as parts of the Caribbean gear up for impacts from Tropical Storm Grace. Forecasters said that Fred is forecast to move across the Gulf before reaching the coast Monday night or Tuesday morning. And meanwhile, Tropical Storm Grace was forecast to bring heavy rainfall to the Lesser and Greater Antilles over the next few days. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.